This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending 3 January 2020. Well, the first weekly perspective of the new year. Trust everyone had a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, and are having a good new year. However, the markets are not necessarily having a good year as of the fact that there was an attack on Iran's top general and it pushed oil prices higher and also moved the gold market. The overall general equity market actually sold off somewhat. And I think this is probably going to continue for a few days at least as we see how things unfold from this point in time. I want to go over something that most people are not really aware of on the markets, and that is how the overall market has performed. I think most know the mantra of the mainstream financial channels that the Dow was up about 23% for the year and the S&P was about 29%. And those numbers you're probably well aware of. But if you plot the Dow in terms of gold, it was only up about 3.3%. And if you plot the Dow Jones Industrial Average against silver, it was up about 6%. And interestingly, and I don't think you're going to get this at all on the mainstream financial news, is what was the best performing stock indexes in 2019? And from my work, it looks like it was the gold stocks. The GDX was up 39.8%, the HUI about 50%, the GDXJ up 40%. And I want to get specific. I'm not going to name the names of the companies. I'm not going to go through every one. This is the top tier only. What we teach is big money goes into big companies. These are big companies. These are safe companies. These are companies that report. These are companies that you can really get a handle on what their all-in sustaining costs are and do correct analysis. So random order. So I'm just going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So number one was up 57.5%. Number two up 73. This is, by the way, this is for the year. So if you put your money in on 3 January 2019 and you cashed out today, this is what your percentage gains would be. So let me be clear on that. Trying to compare apples to apples here. So first one, 57.5%. Next one, 73.5%. Next one, 100%. Next one up 60%, next one up 43%, next one up 58%, and the next one up 50%. There was one dog that was added to the list, but we do a rating system, and on that rating system, it hasn't been a buy for quite some time, and it will probably come off the list here in the not-too-distant future. But that is what our track record is, which shows you that it is better than these indexes in almost every case other than the one that was down on the top tier. So there's that. I also didn't want to spend a lot of time on much else in the gold sector, which started the new year. I did want to, of course, mention what happened. And it's in the main news about this Iran situation, and I'm going to withhold any further comment. This is a letter from what you're looking at on the screen if you're watching this on the video with this e-waste situation, and I'll read it to you. As the year ends, I wanted to take a moment to wish you all the best in 2020 and thank you for your support and encouragement. I'm highly optimistic about the future of our company. It is founded on a culture of innovation and committed and comprised of a team of brilliant individuals that continue to push the boundaries of both chemistry and engineering. As a result, we have developed a disruptive new technology that will change the way the world mines gold and recovers value from end-of-life electronics. Our patent-pending technology is the result of $20 million and 4 years of extensive research involving the fusion of inorganic electrochemistry and the metallurgical sciences. We have completed hundreds of thousands of individual tests and assays in addition to successful full-scale commercial testing in 2019. The adoption of these technologies by the mining sector will help reduce the environmental footprint and associated risks of gold mining by providing a cost-effective alternative to the widespread use of smelting, cyanide, and mercury. The use of our technology in the e-waste sector will help to divert millions of tons of end-of-life electronics from landfills, significantly reducing the carbon emissions from conventional smelting, and provide a cost-effective and eco-friendly alternative. I am confident that our products will set new standards in both the gold mining and e-waste sectors and deliver positive financial returns for our company and our shareholders. We start 2020 with the advantage of being an early mover in these sectors, offering an eco-friendly alternative with little or no competition. This provides us with a unique opportunity to rapidly become a dominant player and to be transformative in both these multi-billion dollar sectors. Our primary focus this year will be on the execution of our business plan. This involves the commercial launching of our first certified printed circuit board recycling facility, the forging of new relationships with industry leaders, gaining significant market share, and ultimately delivering increased shareholder value. We also want to continue our culture of shareholder transparency with the addition of our new VP of Investor Relations and a new IR firm. We will strive to improve shareholder communications and increase the exposure of our company to institutional and retail investors worldwide. On behalf of everyone at the company, thank you for your continued support. Should you have any questions or comments about the company or technologies, please do not hesitate to contact us. And this is sincerely from the President and CEO. So I wanted to read that. I certainly don't specialize in the penny stock sector, although I've actually had better success there than many have. Nonetheless, this is one that, as you all know, that listen to me at all, know that it's an area that you can make substantive gains, but you also have a very high risk. So what I teach is what I do, and that is, you know, bet a little to win a lot. And if the company starts to perform as advertised or as their mission statement indicates or anything along those lines, then you can add on the way up, but not on the way down, especially if a company goes to zero. And many of these small juniors actually do that. So that's about it for this year. 2020's first update, first weekly perspective. I will mention that the Morgan Report will be published later today. I'm doing this on the 3rd of January. And the editorial covers a lot of factors. I talked about oil, and of course, oil and gold being pretty much together in movement. And of course, that's what we saw today. Regardless, oil was up about 35% last year. Most are unaware of that. What they hear from the mainstream press is oil glut, OPEC plus, OPEC plus, fracking, fracking, fracking. There's all this great oil everywhere. And the U.S. is the king of oil production, and on it goes. But the truth of the matter is, it's not as bright as it may seem. Talked about alternatives to oil briefly, although I also gave a reason why I think oil is still very important, at least for the time being into the foreseeable future. Talked about the situation with the current administration and what I see directly ahead. Of course, I didn't see this. Well, I did see this exactly, but I did see, of course, more tensions in the Middle East. That's pretty easy to forecast the exact when and where. Pretty tough, but as we know what happened, you know, today, last night. So that's it. I will be doing a webinar in January. I'll be going over the presentation. I'll be doing it at the Vancouver Resource Investment Conference. Also in January, I'll probably do it as a webinar post the Vancouver show, which means the end of January. The Vancouver show is around the 19th and 20th of January. So when I get back, I'll probably take the card deck and maybe modify it slightly, make it presentable to the public and present it. And it's basically, the theme is, what if silver was treated the same as gold? Pretty interesting topic, in my view. Maybe not to you, but if you are, you could sign up at themorganreport.com. Make sure you just get on our free email list. It will be free to everyone. You just have to register for the webinar to participate. So that's it for today. I will be back with you next week. I do think that this year is going to be as good as last year, which means The gains I read out at the beginning of this weekly perspective are probably going to be matched in this year, perhaps exceeded. So it's certainly not too late to get in this bull market. If we have gains equal to what we saw last year, gold could be testing near the nominal high that it saw in 2011, $1,950 per ounce. But many of us, yours truly included, think that's sort of just the next part of the total picture, meaning that the ultimate price of gold, no one knows. But thinking 3,000 to 5,000 probably may sound ridiculous at this point in time, but I think it's highly achievable over the next few years due to the fact that we have such indeterminate factors going on in financial, political, geopolitical, and fighting factions around the world in so many ways. So wish you all a happy new year. Do not become overly gloomy, doomy. Just take every day as it comes. Prepare for the worst, but live for the best. My best to you all. I will be back with you next week with another weekly perspective.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.